This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Stage lights,
Congratulations. You have successfully made it through the first half of the record. At this point, we invite you to remove oneself from one's listening device and indulge in an aperitif of one's choosing. It would do you well, however, not to overindulge in such libations. Moderation in all things, especially moderation. Now that one has properly lubricated oneself, feel free to proceed with your enjoyment of the second portion of the record. Godspeed, and we'll see you on the other side.
Call it a lie. Let's start a song. start to love again. Give me back my heart so I can start to love.
Hello, everybody.
We're the Beachcombers,
and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
First time I ever did that one on the piano.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Well, I guess I'll go now. This is Alexander Golan, and you're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Just wanted to give a quick apology for coming in so late tonight. I'm sorry about that. I hope you have enjoyed the musical stylings of our favorite Rick Deckard. I'm here with you now, though. I'll catch you on the last 20 minutes of the hour. To those of you who have been tuning in, waiting around, thank you very much. To those of you just tuning in now, nice to see you. Nice to... I guess I can't hear you. I don't know. So, you know, I've got some tunes this week. I've just got some more tunes. Nothing too particular. I'm thinking some things that are nice and depressing for the month of February, for the month of love, because it's a lot more fun to listen to Type O Negative. Than to write Valentine's, in my opinion. So we're going to dive right on in. We are going to dive right on in. And I'm going to give you a little bit of I Don't Want to Be Me. All right. So what we just had was I Don't Want to Be Me from Type O Negative. And the last song you heard was Bloodlines from Death Clock. I've played some Death Clock on this show before. If you're not familiar, they're the cartoon, the sort of like fake band that goes that exists in the show Metalocalypse. But it's a very real band as well, led by Brendan Small, who's a phenomenal cartoonist, humorist, musician. Definitely check out some Death Clock, Brendan Small's Galactica. Just very cool stuff. But I've got a great an announcement I'm very excited to make. I've got 10 more minutes, so I think that's just about enough time for two songs or so from these two bands that I'm really excited to say are playing at Tufts on Saturday. So I've got a song from Choke Up and a song from Somos, two of my favorite Boston bands. I love these bands. They are so cool. Choke Up is this very cool, like, emo, sort of, like, heavy, just, oh, grungy, like, oh, it's so dirty and gravelly and wonderful and awesome. And they're so high energy, and the guys are just like super chill, really nice people. So I can't wait to have them here. And then Somos, I mean, these guys somehow, I've never seen a band that knows how to put together like a string of 3.5 minute catchy melodic tunes that are all distinct, yet cohesive, and they're so good, and live they're so incredible. So I can't wait to host them here. So please, if you're around, if you're a Tufts student, if you're a local Somervillian Medfordite, please come to Tufts University. Come up to the top of the hill. It's in one of the yellow buildings at the top of those like really high steps. It's called Crane Room in Page Hall, 8 p.m. Somos, Choke Up, and we've got a Tufts band, the Wombats, opening. Really excited for them as well. A couple of my good friends are in that band, so very excited. Please keep your eyes and ears open, and I would love to see you there on Saturday. So without further ado, I'm going to play you an old favorite from Choke Up. It's from one of their EPs called Spent, and then I'm going to play you Somos's most recently released single off of their upcoming album First Day Back, which will be out in 3 days, and it releases the day before they play here, so it's really exciting. So got the Somos song coming up after a little bit of Choke Up.
Yeah!
So that was Reminded / Weighed Down, Somos' most recent single. Before that, we had Caller from Choke Up's EP Spent. Two awesome Boston bands. Really love the people in these bands. They're very cool. They're very friendly. They've just been, so far, such a joy to work with. Everything's come through perfectly on time. Like, everything's great. So, can't wait. Please, again, keep your eyes out for a concert on Saturday, the 20th of February, 8 p.m. in Crane Room at Tufts University. Somos, Choke Up, and the Womb Bats. So please be there. I would love to see you. We're just about at the end of the hour. Again, sorry for showing up a little bit late this evening. I'm going to play you a quick PSA, and then I'll be right back with one more song to round out the hour.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Yeah, remember your seatbelts, folks. Just remember to put them on, or Dad will wear his short shorts. Yeah, so we've got one more song, a couple more minutes left in the hour. So one of my favorite artists ever is Elliot Smith. I love him. I became, like, moderately to extremely obsessed with him over the last vacation. I've loved his music for years. And I've been intrigued by him for years, but I really just, like, I read tons of long-form articles and watched movies and documentaries and interviews and all kinds of stuff over vacation. And he is such a fascinating and challenging character to figure out. I really recommend reading about him. I really recommend watching the movie Heaven Adores You. The soundtrack just came out, and it's gorgeous. Some unreleased material on that. But before Elliot Smith was just Elliot Smith alone with a guitar, he was in Heat Miser, a sort of like punk band from Portland, Oregon, in, I believe it was the early 90s, because then by the late 90s he was starting to do a little bit more on his own. So this is, I'm going to play sort of their most, the band was called Heat Miser, I'm going to play their most popular song called Plainclothes Man. It was from the last album that they did called Mike City Sons, and that one was sort of the one that launched Elliot into his solo career. He really started feeling like he didn't have enough ownership over the music anymore, and he was pushing this, like, really masculine and, like, heavy voice that he was always pushing really hard. And he didn't like it anymore, and he wanted to do something quiet and soft, and he wanted to sort of dismantle what everyone was used to seeing. So on this third album, he started messing around with some of his more familiar solo-like vocals. So you'll recognize his voice if you're an Elliot Smith fan. Gorgeous song, gorgeous song. I hope you enjoy. And with that, I'm gonna let Mr. Smith take us out for the evening. So thank you.